Nick Saban calls Ohio State fans psychotic ahead of rivalry game against Michigan. By Dylan Gwynn on November 26, 2025. Legendary Alabama coach and current ESPN analyst Nick Saban had a less than flattering appraisal of the Ohio State fan base as they prepare to face their arch-rival Michigan in the game this weekend in Ann Arbor. In an appearance on the Pat McAfee Show on Wednesday, Saban lowered the boom on the Buckeyes faithful, calling them psychotic for caring more about beating Michigan than they do winning national championships. He also suggested that Ohio State fans seek help. "I said it last year, I mean, these Ohio State fans, they're psychotic about this, man. They all need to go to see the doctor someplace. I'd rather win the national championship than beat Michigan. That's just me, right?" said Saban. To buttress Saban's point, X was flooded with posts from Buckeyes fans after last year's national championship game, in which they expressed their discontent at winning the title but losing to Michigan. Aware of this phenomenon, Wolverines fans also took to X to remind Ohio State fans that, though they had just won a national championship, they had failed to beat Michigan. Making matters worse, last year's loss to Michigan made it four defeats in a row that the Buckeyes had suffered at the hands of their hated arch nemesis. Meaning that an entire class of Buckeye athletes and students had made it through their whole time in Columbus without knowing victory over that team up north. And just when it seemed like it couldn't get worse, a bunch of celebrating Michigan players carrying Michigan flags celebrated in the middle of the block on Ohio State's home field, leading to a small-scale riot involving dozens of players and coaches. This year, the game is in Michigan. The Wolverines won't just be playing to make it five wins in a row. By virtue of the College Football Playoff, CFP, committee's most recent rankings, which put Michigan 15th, the Wolverines could make a late run at the final CFP bracket by knocking off the number one ranked Buckeyes. And even if they beat Ohio State and don't make the playoffs, they could succeed in their lifelong quest to make Buckeyes fans miserable, which is obviously paramount.